Yeah, a little bit. I wasn't around. I was attending an insulated conductors meeting. No, it wasn't insulated conductors. It was a cable engineering section meeting in Minneapolis. When this happened, I called the office, checked with my boss, who was on the senior VP, and said, should I come back? He said, if you got lights and you can see the television, he said, why don't you stay where you are? So I did. Edison was blacked out, as was the entire East Coast. Mm-hmm. And it was caused by a faulty operation, really, of a relay in Canada. That was really the root cause of this whole problem, was a relay in a foreign country. It resulted in a great furor. President Johnson, 65. Was President Johnson 65? 65. Yeah. 65 is when it was. November 65. President Johnson appointed the head of the Federal Power Commission to make a big study. So they did. I wasn't on the group. Mm-hmm. Some of our people contributed to that study. Out of it came the whole reliability councils that we now have, which are a good thing. National Electric Reliability Council with all subsidiary councils, the NPCC, which is the Northeast Power Coordinating Council, which includes part of Canada, as it should. We learned some other things out of that. We learned to we couldn't always rely on units that were remote. The concept of local security was born, which meant you had to have your own generation, some of your own generation running, even if it was expensive, in the cities especially. We do that now. We made arrangements so that we could, what we call island one unit. You could cut all the connections so it wouldn't go down. You would have it still spinning, and you could gradually pick everything up. Because in Boston, at the time of the blackout, we lost everything. We used wood, to start a furnace in South Boston. That's how we started back and got back. And every other utility, I'm sure, has similar stories. The thing that helped Boston politically better than New York, for example, at that time, the subway system generated its own power. Mm-hmm. Wasn't really tied to us. So the subway stayed running. That was helpful.
I know that, yeah.
Because people in New York got stuck on the subway.
So it sounds like in the aftermath of the blackout, the utilities really changed the way they did business.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The thing in that kind of an atmosphere, we were very much concerned that the government would run the place, and we didn't think that was. We thought we could probably run it as well, but we had to do some things differently, and we had to coordinate a lot better. Mm-hmm. We had to stop some of the freewheeling, freebooting people who always wanted to go their own way. And we had to think a lot more about the effects we had on our neighbors. Mm-hmm. We had to think a lot more about interconnections. And so that's that whole program, plus the load shedding thing. We had never done that before. We had to rig up relays and systems to dump people when the frequency started down, either rate of decline of frequency, the absolute value of the frequency. That resulted in quite a lot of changes in the electric system. And it was an exciting time.